brother. I want my own. I'm going to get a water
Yeah. Time to greet your fellow worshiper. Turn to your neighbor and welcome them in the house of worship. If everyone would please stand at this time, we're going to sing several songs. And if you are unable to stand for the entire time, you are more than welcome to sit down. We are one body, and together, Lord, we are here to only worship you. Amen.
Of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes and let me see. You see that made it hard, but oh, you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my.
Because you're my life, my air, and my daily bread.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word again to me. I'm desperate.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is kingdom and the power and glory forever. Amen.
It's really good to be here with the Lord. It is better to be one day in His house than thousands elsewhere.
Your dwelling place, Lord Almighty, my soul longs for even things for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings.
Worshiping gives us strength to tell the rest of the world about Jesus with joy.
We want to see Jesus within eyes, heaven and the sun across the land. That open eyes see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus within eyes, heaven and the sun across the land. That open eyes see the truth and know He is the way to heaven.
Sing to you all day long in constant song forever.
Over the mountain and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hand, for I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love. Sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hand. I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love.
Join with me as we express our faith in our Lord, our statement of faith.
the Contemporary Apostles' Creed, number 718, in the back of your hymnal. We believe in Jesus Christ the Lord, who has promised to the people of Israel, who came in the flesh to dwell among us, who announced the coming of the rule of God, who gathered disciples and taught them, who died on the cross to free us from sin, who rose from the dead to give us life and hope, who reigns in heaven at the right hand of God, who comes to judge and bring justice to victory. We believe in God his Father, who raised him from the dead, who created and sustains the universe, who acts to deliver his people in times of need, who desires all men everywhere to be saved, who rules over the destinies of men and nations, who continues to love men even when they reject him. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who is the form of God present in the church, who moves men to faith and obedience, who is the guarantee of our deliverance, who leads us to find God's will in the Word, who assists those whom we commune in prayers. He guides us in discernment, who compels us to act together. We believe God has made us his people, to invite others to follow Christ, to encourage one another to deeper commitment, to proclaim forgiveness of sins and hope, to reconcile men to God through word and deed, to bear witness to the power of love over hate, to proclaim Jesus the Lord over all, to meet the daily tasks of life, to suffer joyfully for the cause of right, to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the age, to the praise of his glory. Amen.
Let us confess our sins. When a man or woman wrongs another in any way and so is unfaithful to the Lord, that person is guilty and must confess the sin he has committed. Numbers chapter 5, 6 through 7. You may spend time in silent prayer or join me in the following prayer. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Let us rejoice. Our sins are forgiven.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
Hear the assurance of pardon from Psalms 13:5. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. The offertory sins is taken from Leviticus 27, verse 30. A tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. If the ushers will please come forward.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we gather in the name of the one who all authority is given, Jesus Christ. As we offer you this money, you ask us to renew our commitment to be your faithful disciples. May our lifestyles reflect a desire to be in mission for others. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Rock, a upon which I stand. And I come here to talk I hope you understand my cry. Yeah, the spotlight shines upon you. And how could anybody deny you? I came here with a load, and it feels so much lighter now I've met you. And Jesus, you should know that I could never go on without you. My Christ, my Christ, whoa-oh-oh, whoa-oh-oh, whoa-oh-oh. Jesus, you are a rock upon which I stand.
Watch me rise again. you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, you told me who
Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and to return to his Father. He now showed the disciples the full extent of his love. It was time for supper, and the devil had already enticed Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to carry out his plan and betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel he had around him. When he came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, Lord, why are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, You don't understand now why I am doing it. Someday you will. No, Peter protested, You will never wash my feet. Jesus replied, But if I don't wash you, you won't belong to me. Simon exclaimed, Then wash my hands and head as well. Lord, not just my feet. Jesus replied, A person who is bathed over all does not need to wash except for the feet, but to be entirely clean, and you are clean. But that isn't true for anyone here. For Jesus knew who would betray him, and that is what he meant when he said, Not all of you are clean. After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord. And you are right because it is true. And since I, the Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done for you. How true is it that a servant is not greater than the master, nor messengers more important than the one who sends them? You know these things. Now do them. The path of the blessing. The word of God for the people of God.
We ask that each person prepare themselves for prayer. Please sit straight in a relaxed position. Place your hands and palms up gently in your lap. And close your eyes. Take a slow and deep breath in. Release that breath slowly. Continue this rhythmic breathing. Open your ears and listen to what God has to speak to you this morning.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to
to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty.
I go to Ravenwood High School, and on Friday mornings, we have something called FCA. FCA stands for Fellowship of Christian Athletes, or as I like to call it, Fellowship of Christian Anybody. And one Friday morning, we had someone come in and talk to us about what makes God smile. And so I started thinking, what can we do to make God happy? This is the story of Wayne the painter. There was a tradesman, a painter named Wayne, who was very interested in making a penny where he could, so he often thinned down his paint to make it go a wee bit further. As it happened, he got away with this for quite some time, but eventually Baptist Church decided to do a big restoration job on the painting of one of their biggest buildings. Wayne put in the bid. Because his price was so low, he got the job. So he set about erecting the scaffolding and setting up the point and buying the paint, and yes, I'm sorry to say, thinning it down with turpentine. Well, Wayne was up on the scaffolding, painting away, the job nearly completed, when suddenly there was a horrendous clap of thunder. The sky opened up, the rain poured down, washing the thin paint from all over the church and knocking Wayne clean off the scaffold to land on the lawn among the gravestones, surrounded by telltale puddles of thin and useless paint. Wayne was no fool. He knew this was a judgment from the Almighty, so he got on his knees and cried, "Oh God, forgive me, what should I do?" And from the thunder, a mighty voice spoke, "Repaint, repaint, and thin no more." Growing up, one of the rules of my family was do not play with the ball inside the house. And though that was the rule, my brother and I did anyways. And I remember several occasions when a lamp got knocked down or broken. And in would come mom or dad, and they'd say, "Tell me the truth right now." I'm sure all of you have heard that. God also wants us to tell the truth. This includes not telling lies and trusting Him with every aspect of your life so that you can trust what He has to say and spreading the truth about God. The Bible relates the quality of truthfulness to all three persons of the Trinity. Jesus refers to the Father as the only true God. He refers to himself as full of grace and truth, and to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth. In contrast, Satan is the father of lies. This is an example of two people that lied to God in the Bible. The story is in Acts 5, 1-11. But a man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold some land. He kept back part of the money for himself. His wife knew about this and agreed to it. But he brought the rest of the money and gave it to the apostles. Peter said, Ananias, why did you let Satan rule your thoughts to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep for yourself part of the money you received for the land? Before you sold the land, it belonged to you. And even after you sold it, you could have used the money any way you wanted. Why did you think of doing this? You lied to God, not to us. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. Some young men came in, wrapped up his body, carried it out, and buried it. And everyone who heard about this was filled with fear. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, but she did not know what had happened. Peter said to her, Tell me, was the money you got for your field this much? Sapphira answered, Yes, that was the price. Peter said to her, Why did you and your husband agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. At that moment, Sapphira fell down by his feet and died. When the young men came in and saw that she was dead, they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. The whole church and all the others who heard about these things were filled with fear. Now, I'm not saying you're going to fall down and die if you lie. God fiercely opposes lying, for it offends him. You must confess our lies and sins to God so we can be on a more truthful path to him. If you do this, you will make God happy. When Jesus took the towel and basin and washed his feet in John 13, washed his disciples' feet in John 13, he made a huge statement about his own ministry. Paul points out that Jesus left his position of glory in heaven to be born like a man and become like a servant. Mark 10:43-45 states, Whoever wants to be great among you must serve the rest of you like a servant. Whoever wants to become the first among you must serve all of you like a slave. In the same way, the Son of Man did not come to be served. He came to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many people. We should all try to be servants of God. We should think of ourselves as mirrors of Christ's actions. As we exemplify Christ's love, we show love to others. He also wants us to follow the law of love. Mark 12:30-31, it says this law is, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, and all your mind. The second command is this, Love your neighbor as you love yourself. This means those you don't like or are different from you. We take part in services to others and to Christ all the time. As students or adults, we can tutor someone who's having trouble in school. And I know at this church, we have lots of mission trips, and we work at Graceworks. If we do these things without doing it with love for God, this makes God unhappy. But if we do these things with love for God in our hearts and our actions, then it makes God happy. What is your perfect vision of happiness? Sitting on the beach sipping iced tea? People attending to your every need? An endless amount of money to go shopping with? Christians today sometimes think that happiness should have no suffering with it. But the truth is, happiness never excludes or denies having suffering or sadness. Happiness is a result of leading an obedient and compassionate life. Christ is an example of this kind of life. In Hebrews 12:2, it said, But he accepted the shame of the cross as if it were nothing, because of the joy God put before him. Through all the things that Jesus went through for us, he was joyful in spite of the evil done upon him. A lot of times in life, we drown in happiness and forget to appreciate the blessings God gives us. To be a better Christian, we must take time each day to thank God for all that he has done for us. The trials and tribulations we face aren't God's way of punishing us. They are there to help us along the path to true happiness with him. We should strive to be happy through all the things that come our way. In James 1:2, it says, When you have many kinds of troubles, you should be full of joy. We are here to give praise and thanks to God. Even in heaven, we are to praise him. In Revelations 11:17, the 24 elders worship God by singing, We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, because you have used your great power and have begun to rule. If you would, just bow your head and join me in saying a prayer to thank him for our daily blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the source of all that is good in this world. You continually bless us, that we do not always acknowledge it and thank you for it. Please forgive this of us, Father. We come to you now, though, to praise you and your Son. Without you, the daily blessings would not be with us. You created the smallest grain of sand and the grain of stars in the heavens. You watch over your entire creation, and you watch over us. Thank you, Lord God, for loving this world so much that you sent your Son to die for our sins. We will always be grateful for the priceless gift of your Son, and we will praise you forever. Amen. Another thing that makes God happy is having an open line of communication with him. We should all pray every day. It is influential in the lives we pray for. God truly hears and responds to what we have to say, and he always wants to hear what we have to say to him. Jesus prayed often and about many things. We should follow his example. Through prayer, we can receive inspiration, guidance, and strength. Paul demonstrates this as powerfully as anyone in the Bible. In 2 Corinthians 12, 7-9, he prayed three times that his painful physical problem would be taken away, but the problem remained. In response to his request, God replied, "My grace is enough for you." There's no indication that Paul thought any less of God or prayer because of his experience. Through Paul's example, we learn that prayer is much more about receiving grace than it is about getting positive answers. But do you regularly pray in the quiet moments of the day, or do you only bow your head when others are watching? If your prayers have become more of a matter of habit than more of a matter of passion, you're robbing yourselves of a deeper relationship with God. The more you pray to him, the closer you will feel to him. Instead of turning things over in your mind, turn them over to God in prayer. Pray constantly about things great and small. God is always listening and happy to help us with whatever problem we may have. These are just a few of the things that we can do to make God happy. I challenge you this week to go out and see what you can do to make him happy and to make him smile. You may even want to keep a journal about things that you have done that week and look at it at the end of the week and see what you can do to improve. Thank you.
May all of heaven declare the love of our Lord. Please stand. Follow the instructions in your bulletin. Let us pray for those in need. O Lord, we bring before you the distress and dangers of people and nations, the pleas of the imprisoned and the captive, the need of the refugee, the weariness of the despondent, and the diminishment of the aging. Lord,
we offer this special prayer request to you.
Are there any prayer requests? Lord, hear our prayers. O Lord, stay close to all of them. Congregation, please read your bulletin. Tonight, there is a called session meeting at 6 o'clock. Also, please make plans to attend the Sleigh Bells Bazaar and Barbecue November 11th and 12th. And bring a friend on November 13th for Make a Friend Day. Our benediction is taken from 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Actually, Maybe another time. Maybe we'll do it again. How about that? My mom ever show up?
Let me know what song you're
saying. Yeah, that's right.